I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
We are all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information that you won't want to miss. It's a live show. You can call into the studio, 312-642-5600, and we are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Check them out online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. Once again, 630-928-0510. So indeed, a jam-packed lineup and a jam-packed studio. I'm thrilled to be joined by my first guest on the program, Heather Worthen, who is the Chief Operating Officer and the Chief Events Officer at 22nd Century Media. And just before we went live on the air, we were just having a brief conversation here in the studio about some of our other guests, their favorite sections in their local paper. And local is the key word, Heather, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. That's where our bread and butter is.
Well, it's great to have you because while we are on the air, I know there's still a lot of interest in print publications, and you have a lot of accolades and a lot of awards. You even, and I'm just going to pick on this one, you were awarded third place for the best obituary from the National Newspaper Association. That is a really cool award.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great honor to commemorate the memory of Jane Caliendo. She was a Sandberg swim coach, water polo coach, huge person in the community who passed away from cancer a couple years ago. And so to be able to talk to her family, who I've known for years, some of her former students, some of her former athletes, it was a great honor.
Well, you clearly have a way with words and you clearly understand your audience. So let's talk about the company, 22nd Century Media. What is it? Where is it?
So we started 13 and a half years ago, and we started in a small southwest suburb called Homer Glen. And it was our founder at the time had decided, you know, that community newspapers, there was definitely a need for that. When you think back to, you know, big box retailers and used to go to Sears for everything. Well, now you have Bed Bath & Beyond for your bed and bath category. You have Home Depot for your hardware category. So we were going to do that to the newspaper industry. We were going to give people the local news that they absolutely needed and weren't getting from other sources.
So tell us about the circulation. How many homes are you reaching and where are those communities?
Sure. So we have seven publications in the North Shore. So we reach just more than about 60,000 every single week. We go to homes and businesses. For the majority of our publications, we are second-class mail status. Our Winnetka Current paper is currently in subscription, so that is a paid publication. But again, second-class mail status means we get priority over the others. We also have seven publications in the southwest suburbs. So think Orland, Tinley, Frankfort, Mokena, New Lenox, Homer Glen, Lockport, those areas.
So many of our listeners, if they're tuned into this show, it's because they appreciate news. They appreciate hearing information. But while our show, we do focus on local entrepreneurs, for the most part, you see the big guys getting bigger and the small guys in media getting much, much smaller. So how does 22nd Century Media differentiate itself and why are you different than the other, the Chicago Tribune, the Sun-Times? What makes your publications unique?
Well, I think I wouldn't say that the smaller guys are getting smaller. With our circulation, we're pretty close to being the third largest in the state. You look at the larger papers who haven't quite figured it out yet. They've been bought and sold time and time again. We came in and basically gave people news that they wanted, the local news. So whether that's coverage of a village board meeting, school board meeting, you know, my partner over here said he reads our sports section in the Northbrook Tower and loves it. You know, I mean, we have great quality award-winning journalists putting out content that people want.
And I know you use that term hyper-local, which I absolutely love. So, again, we're talking with Heather Wortham, the Chief Operating Officer, but your other title, Heather, is Chief Events Officer. So let's talk about events. That sounds unique for a media company to be involved in the event business.
Sure. So about five years ago, I had been editor for since day one when we started, and I thought we should be doing community events. Not only is it a revenue stream for the company, but it's also putting the faces with our readers. You know, we have the eyeballs for advertisers when they're reading the publications week to week, but now we can put them up with face-to-face as well. So we do a variety of community events. So coming up in the North Shore, we have our Active Aging Expo on October 13th at Northbrook Court. So that's our nice way of saying Senior Expo. We do have a North Shore Women in Business Awards luncheon coming up. We do a Lady Expo in the Southwest suburbs. And one thing that's really popular that we do in both clusters are our Choice Awards. So voting the best businesses in the area.
Oh, that's fantastic. So your people, let's talk about your editors, your staff, your writers. Are they entrenched in the communities that they're reporting on, or do you have a staff in Orland Park or wherever else?
Absolutely. No. So we have two offices, so two staffs there. Orland, they are entrenched in the community. That's a great word to use. Those guys know everything that's going on, and they're always on top of everything. So breaking news, a lot of times we've been breaking the stories, especially in the North Shore, which has been extremely busy with breaking news. The recent murder that happened in Northfield in the Winnetka area, our editor was on top of it, had stories out. We send out breaking news alerts to people who subscribe online. We had that out within a couple hours.
Interesting. And what about involvement in other organizations in community? Tell me about sort of the culture within the company and how you support that.
Sure. So obviously, we're members of Chambers of Commerce throughout all of our publications. In the North Shore, we also are members of the Chicago North Shore Convention and Visitors Bureau. In the Southwest suburbs, I served on the Orland Chamber Board for 9 years. I was president in 2015. I just joined the Orland Park Rotary Club. I mean, so we really do make an active ploy to be involved in our local business organizations.
And is there any chance that we'd be seeing 22nd Century Media in Chicago neighborhoods?
Never say never.
Okay, interesting, interesting. So you have quite the perspective, Heather, in looking at the landscape of Chicagoland companies and other the other people that make the Chicago area great. Do you see any trends? Do you see any things that you see happening in one suburb, in one neighborhood, and then you start to see it pop up again and again? What makes Chicago and our communities unique?
I think the one thing that makes our definitely our workforce unique is, and I think it's a Midwest thing, honestly, we're hard workers. Mm. It's very hard to kind of, you know, hit an off button. And I will say that, you know, having worked with people who come from other areas across the country, the Midwest people are definitely known for, you know, hard work, hard mentality, and just really skilled people.
So that's a great point that I'd like to touch on for a moment when we talk about employment. Do you see a growth in the Chicago market? We're going to talk shortly with Chad and Sheldon over here, and we're going to talk a little bit about employment. But what are you seeing in terms of trends?
Sure. I think in terms of trends, you know, there's always going to be a need for certain jobs. But we were, my boyfriend and I were downtown this morning having brunch in Fulton Market, and that whole area, just watching that grow.
So many changes. Sure.
I mean, it's between that, West Loop, anything in Chicago is just booming. And it's really been great to see. I mean, you do have a lot of the corporations, McDonald's relocating to there. You have Google that came in. You know, you have so many corporations relocating. It's great to see the boom
in
that.
Fantastic. So what kind of people should get in touch with you at 22nd Century Media, and how do they get a hold of you?
Sure. So anybody that's looking to kind of get the word out about their business, we offer several different programs for that, whether it's print, integrated marketing, events. You can reach us at 22ndcenturymedia.com. Just hit the Contact Us page, and you'll find my contact information. I'll steer you in the right direction.
Okay, 22ndcenturymedia.com. And, again, quite the range of suburbs. So chances are many of our listeners already are getting the publication And you guys have certainly done that great job at being, as we said a moment ago, entrenched in community. So I encourage all of our listeners to check out the website, 22ndCenturyMedia.com. Heather Wortham, thank you so much for joining me here in studio. Looking forward to continuing the conversation, hopefully seeing you at one of these fantastic events real soon. Well, coming up on the program, we're going to once again be chatting with Chad Coe and Sheldon Helfgott, who will be talking a little bit about some of their mastermind groups. We're going to talk about employment. We're going to continue that discussion. Excited to continue the conversation. As always, we are the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. You can always download podcasts on my website, shalomklein.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, frankly, any social media platform. That's where you'll find us. You'll find the podcast. Share with friends. Share us with a colleague. And looking forward to continuing the conversation. Chicago, don't touch that dial. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We'll be right back.
Sean Hannity explains why the media is so interested in the Manafort case.
Why are all these news organizations so involved? But only for one reason. Paul Manafort worked for Donald Trump for about 100 days as his campaign manager. That's it. This has nothing to do with the campaign. Nothing. Not one thing to do with the 2016 campaign.
The Sean Hannity Show. Afternoons at 2, right before Jill Walsh at 5, on AM 560. The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
My name is Lauren Sullivan, and I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis 9 years ago, and I was severely disabled. And about 6 years ago, my mother had found Balance of Nature, so we decided to give it a try because at that point, nothing was helping. I was skeptical at first, but over time I realized I had more energy levels. I was sleeping better, which was huge, and my hair looked better, my skin looked better, my nails looked better, and then I was able to weed off some of those medications. And I know had I not found Balance of Nature, I would not be living the quality of life that I am now.
When you call, use discount code Chicago, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Chicago.
Sometimes when it rains, it pours right into your basement. This is Gus from Chicagoland Waterproofing. My mission is to identify why your home is taking on water and fix it. I want you to sleep at night during a rainstorm and not worry about your basement filling up with water. Like our client Kim from Mount Prospect.
We had chronic basement flooding and no one could figure out why. During a huge storm, water was pouring in through the window wells of our finished basement and we had to bail out 6 inches of water. We got a bunch of estimates, but Gus's was the most reasonable, plus he knew exactly what the problem was. He put in a full basement drain tile system and an additional sub pump with a backup battery. Chicagoland Waterproofing gave us peace of mind. I like to say, in Gus we trust.
From simple sump pumps to complex storm drainage and crack foundation solutions, Chicagoland Waterproofing's work comes with a lifetime warranty. Plus, a fully licensed plumber is always on staff. Request your estimate today at ChicagolandWaterproofingPros.com or call 847-296-3500.
Hey, welcome back, Chicago. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. As mentioned, I'm thrilled to be joined here in studio by a returning guest, Sheldon Helfgott, who joined me a couple of months ago, a couple of years ago, perhaps, we talked about interviewing. We talked about resumes, quality resumes. I'm thrilled to be joined by his partner in crime, Chad Coe, a man who I've known for quite a while, the master connector. And it's great to have both of you here in studio.
Thanks so much, Shalom.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Of course. So, Chad and Sheldon, you guys have been around for quite a while, and I mean that in a positive way, because you have helped a lot of people. Sheldon, tell me a little bit of what you are most proud of doing and some of those accomplishments.
Well, the key thing, Shalom, I've worked with over 10,000 clients since I started my business back in 87. Everybody gets help. Nobody gets hurt. The key factor is, in today's job market and job world, everybody can be underemployed, or sometimes they have what we call they're riffed out of their organizations and they still need a job. They come to us. The key factor is to rebuild themselves back up because it's the lowest point of their life. So we're proud when we are able to do that, rebrand them back into the marketplace quickly and efficiently, and that they could be fully employed and gainfully employed once again.
And you have a great perspective of that because we won't have enough time to talk about it here on the air, but you you have quite the impressive resume yourself. And I'm a big believer in subject lines and emails, but I'm also a big believer in domain names. And your domain name is Resume Strategy, resumestrategy.com. And that's exactly what you do. You help everybody develop a strategy and make their resume stand out, regardless of what level they're at in their career. And I find that very impressive.
I appreciate that. The key factor is I can see somebody just out of college, and I've had a number of them because the semester just ended within the last month and a half. And then I take them to presidents of companies over the years. The key factor is everybody is treated with the same respect and with the same idea of that there is a job waiting for you, not just a job, but a career.
And we're going to get back to the career and the jobs discussion in a moment. But you guys, you're a team, and you have helped together a lot of companies and a lot of professionals, aside for those looking for work. Through a gathering, a group that you call Mastermind. So, Chad, tell me what a Mastermind group is.
It's a group when you bring people together that you could help them with a single focus to be able to help them build confidence, to be able to get whatever it is that they want.
And how did you develop that approach, and what gives sort of your perspective? Why is that so unique?
Well, I go back with Sheldon and about 10 other people, 20 years, helping people find confidence and build their careers and lives. But take 2008 and 2009, when the world was kind of seemingly coming to an end and people were frustrated and didn't know where to turn. I read a book about Napoleon Hill and the Mastermind groups and how the power of bringing people together can change their life. So not only did I create one group, I created four groups every week where we would sit with people and help them with their focus and clarity to find out and get wherever they wanted to go. And today, Sheldon and I run one group over in Deerfield with about 20 different people in it that through focus and clarity, we're watching people's lives become enhanced and accomplished.
Is there a common denominator between the people that should or do participate in these groups?
The people that participate, I find, in the groups are people that are willing to look inside, be able to push themselves, try to remove the box that they're in and kind of live without any limits and try to think bigger and more abundantly than they used to. And the people that keep showing up are willing to push themselves. There's some people that show up for 1 week or 2 weeks or three, but then that's the limit they want to play at. So Sheldon and I try to encourage people strongly to play without limits, push themselves, and then watch the magic that shows up when they find focus and clarity and they think about the world of abundance.
So something I've seen, and I'm curious what sort of your take on this, is that I've had some people that have come to me asking for advice, but it seems that they don't necessarily want to hear any advice. They think that they have all the answers. Have you had people come to the group sort of with that mindset?
Well, let me start with that. I've had over 10,000 one-on-one meetings to be able to have a boutique firm and just a handful of people that actually want to play and push themselves. So instead of the 80-20 rule, it might be the 95-5. There's only a very few percent of people that want to push themselves to achieve excellence. So we encourage that for those people that come into our lives and want something that most people only dream about.
Fascinating. So you have a lot of different groups, and are the groups different, or it's just you know the sweet spot in terms of how many people can participate in each?
I know the sweet spot for what each person, where they fit into the different groups that I have. As an example, Sheldon and I just did a meeting or group at the Arlington Racetrack where over 100 people came out and networked and had fun and got to meet other people. And through those experiences, opportunities show up that actually can be priceless in many cases.
So you're providing the networking benefit, but probably more important than the networking, and the networking is a couple of times a year, but you're providing that safe space that people can come together and grow.
I would call it safe. What do you think, Shelley?
I would agree with that. Just at our racetrack event this past Friday, there was a major company there that employs over 2,000 people in the energy industry, and he came in looking for a human resources director, and we were able to at least have a meeting of the minds with some of our participants. Same thing happened with, we had a chief financial officer there and a controller there. It happened to have been two recruiters there from the industry. They didn't know that previous to coming in, but Chad and I were aware and brought people together that we thought would fit.
So the two areas of what you do tie in really well together, the mastermind connections and then the obviously the resume strategy and those two services, because you're able to often connect the dots, which I know you guys well enough that you guys love to do that.
It gives us energy and it gives our clients energy. The focus that they come to realize after being and participating with us is tremendous, because once again, I'll restate, they'll often be at the lowest point of their lives. They were just let go of their company. They're not making enough money. They need some fresh ideas. And it's collaborative that we bring together different people from different segments that are able to do this.
And I would jump in, Shalom, and say that LinkedIn has been a real big gift for all of us. And if anyone's listening and wants to connect to us and wants our guidance, help, you can message me on LinkedIn. You could connect to me on LinkedIn as Chad Coe. And then Sheldon, also feel free to connect to him.
ResumeStrategy.com, Shalom. LinkedIn is a very important tool for all of us, whether we're looking for a job or to expand our own businesses. It allows our network to grow on a daily basis.
We emphasize that all the time on this program, and I know that Sheldon, you've been involved in writing countless LinkedIn profiles and countless resumes.
Exactly.
So I'm curious. We are always presenting. Each and every one of us are constantly presenting every day and constantly being interviewed. Whether you're looking for employment or not, you're being interviewed and you're interviewing others. What advice do either of you, both of you, have? Whether it's for the professional that's going out tomorrow on Monday, going out to meetings, or somebody out there looking for work, are there any, sort of, as I say, I keep using this term, common themes that you can share regardless of who our listener is?
I would jump in and say that there's a couple of things that I think are extremely important. If you're going to be interviewing take notes. The second thing is, I love a question that Bill Burnett talks about and others, which is, if we're sitting here a year from now looking back, what has to happen so we're happy with the progress that we made? And let them talk and let them share with you what needs to be done, and now focus on that. And one of the very big keys at any interview is to let them finish talking, and you would say something like, you know what, you've built up a really great company. We're extremely impressed. I love the idea of what you've created here. Can you share with us some thoughts around that that you'd like to kind of tell me about? And let them finish being the ones that are talking, and it goes a long way in the interview.
I think we like to call that being a good listener, because if you're a good listener, the actual answers will come to you very clearly of exactly what they're looking for. If you said to them, if you had the exact candidate sitting right in front of you right now, what qualities must that person have? Well, that gives you all the buy signs. And therefore, you're able to turn it around and say, well, I, too, have done many of those exact same things. Let me give you some examples.
Be a good presenter. Be a good listener. Those are the things that bring success. Focus on your LinkedIn profiles. But certainly, to all of our listeners, check out their website. So, Sheldon, do you mind sharing both of those two websites one more time?
ResumeStrategy.com
and mastermindconnections.com.
Fantastic. Sheldon Helfgott, Chad Coe, thanks so much for joining me here in studio. Connect with them on LinkedIn, and certainly looking forward to having both of you back here on the program real soon. We are going to continue our conversations of business, jobs, and entrepreneurship after this quick break.
The world is a dangerous place. Often, it's a very ugly place, and you come here to try to help make sense of it all. We give you the latest news, help you understand what it means and why it's important. But there are bigger questions you need answered about life and death, faith and hope. And that's where our sister station, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life, comes in. When you're looking for answers to life's biggest questions, give them a listen at AM 1160 or online at 1160hope.com.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Jane Metzler. A news conference now underway in Jacksonville, Florida, on a mass shooting during a video game tournament being held in the downtown area of that city. The latest that we're being told, 3 people are dead. That includes the suspect who died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. 9 others were shot, 7 with gunshot wounds. 2 others were injured, and we have an identification of the suspect, 24-year-old David Katz of Baltimore, Maryland. Apparently, he was participating in that video game tournament. He apparently lost, got upset, came back, and opened fire. This man said he lost some friends. This is a Fox News alert.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call. RB Hayward Company at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Discover Westmont, a community nestled in the heart of DuPage County. With top-notch schools, beautiful, affordable housing, and excellent dining and shopping, Westmont makes a great place to live, work, and play. Choose Westmont. Discover how your business can flourish and grow with a wonderful central location providing rapid access to Chicago's key expressways, airports, and many family-friendly amenities. Add quick transportation on the Burlington train line, and that means simple and easy travel for everyone. Westmont is committed to working collaboratively with you to facilitate inquiries about your family or business relocation. We'll help your company navigate to Westmont for a great experience. Call Larry Forsberg at Westmont Economic Development at 630-824-9337. That's 630-824-9337 to find out about incentives that can help you plan your development, relocation, or expansion. Discover all Westmont has to offer. For more information, visit choosewestmont.com. That's choosewestmont.com.
You remember a simpler time when family fun was about having fun. It didn't include the kids glued to their tablets or smartphones. Well, real family fun is back at Gobert's Pumpkin Patch. For almost 70 years, Gobert's has been Chicagoland's family destination for fall fun.
This was the most fun day ever. My parents were there. My kids were there. There was a pumpkin patch, a maze, a haunted house, slides, a train, a fresh market, and there was so much more. I loved it.
It's a family tradition for us to visit Gobert's every October. The pumpkins are great, the attractions are fun, and the apple cider donuts are to die for.
Loved it. One price to get in, and almost all the activities were free. My kids had a blast.
Listen to the kids.
My mom loves the homemade caramel apples.
I have to say, the pumpkin cannon is cool.
They got a pumpkin-eating dinosaur.
The live giraffe is really cool.
I love the jumping pillow and the pumpkin express train ride.
Gobert's Pumpkin Patch in Pingree Grove. Pick apples, explore the pumpkin patch, play games, ride the train. Gobert'sPumpkinPatch.com. Harvesting family memories.
Bodie Taney, author of the incredible best-selling Zion Chronicles and Zion Covenant series, returns to the setting of Israel in On the Mountain of the Lord, the first book in the new series, The Elijah Chronicles. In On the Mountain of the Lord, Taney teams up with Holy Land history expert Ray Bentley to give her dedicated historical fiction fans a thrilling story set in the world's most sacred and mysterious sites. Come along on a journey from London to the farthest corners of the world with Jack Garrison, a man who has lost his faith after a life-altering and devastating event. Jack is sent on a fact-finding mission in Israel and Palestine, where he's attacked by radical Islamic terrorists and is being tracked down by an enemy who wants to stop him from finding the truth, that the Bible's prophecy about the nation of Israel and the world's future is true and unfolding before his eyes. Order your copy of Bodie Taney and Ray Bentley's new book, On the Mountain of the Lord, Elijah Chronicles, at Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, and select Costco stores.
Hey, welcome back, Chicago. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We love to profile entrepreneurs making a difference. And my next guest is certainly a very impressive entrepreneur and is certainly making a massive, massive difference. Liad Rothschild, thank you so much for joining me on Get Down to Business.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, Liad, tell me a little bit about Pact with Purpose and types of services that you're providing both to business owners as well as to individuals.
Absolutely. So Pact with Purpose is a specialty gifting company with a social mission. So we help our clients, be they businesses or individuals, give fantastic gifts that stand out and create an impact. So products in our gifts provide workforce development opportunities to individuals with disabilities, let's say through toffee, or chocolate-covered espresso beans might provide job opportunities to women who were formerly incarcerated. So all of the products create an impact, and we love creating gifts that stand out and have a truly unique experience both on behalf of the gifter and the recipient.
It's very impressive, and I am in front of me here in the studio. I have, and I'm actually going to hold it up for our Facebook Live viewers. I have your 2017 Impact Report open in front of me. And in that report, you mentioned that you've supported the missions of over 31 purposeful purveyors. So let's talk about what is a purposeful purveyor, because I know you use that term quite a bit in business.
Sure. So purposeful purveyors is the affectionate term that we call our suppliers. So we're a gifting company that curates gifts comprised of distinct products from various organizations. And we're selecting those gifts based on organizations, or excuse me, we're selecting those products based on organizations that are creating top-notch products that are very high quality, do good. And so that's the term that we call all of our suppliers, be they a crafter of premium toffee or a crafter of fine wine glasses that have beautiful drawings etched by adults with disabilities who are part of an art therapy program.
It's incredibly impressive. So I'm going to go back to how we started this conversation. On your website, which of course we'll share multiple times, but pactwithpurpose.gifts, immediately it pops up and it's very clear that you could go in sort of two different directions, business gifts or personal gifts. So tell us why somebody should be going to your site. And we've already started talking about the social impact, and we'll get back to that in a moment. But in terms of the products itself, tell me a little bit about the creativity of the products and why somebody would choose to give a gift from Pact with Purpose.
Sure. So, you know, on the individual front, you might be giving a gift to a friend or family member. And on the business or corporate front, you might be giving gifts to your clients, your customers, your employees, or, you know, perhaps board members. And whenever someone gives a gift, they want it to stand out and they want it to reflect their own values and, you know, their commitment to, you know, whatever it might be. And we find that our customers are really excited about finding a gift that has high quality products, is sophisticated, and looks very distinctive. And then beyond that, you know, the cherry on top is that there's an impact behind all of the products. So the result is a truly unique experience for the individual who receives the gift, which at the end of the day, when you're giving a gift to say thank you or, you know, just as a just because, you ultimately want that gift to be appreciated, and there's some type of recognition that you're trying to elicit. And so we love that we're able to create that opportunity and that experience, and that the result is really a win-win-win. It's a win for the person that selects our gifts. It's a win for the recipient that becomes exposed to all of the stories of impact, and it's a win for all of the individuals and organizations behind the products and our gifts.
It's amazing. And Liette, we only have a minute or two remaining, which I certainly don't feel is enough time to fully get into this. But Liette, there must be a story behind Packed with Purpose and behind you, why you decided to do this. Tell me briefly what it is.
Yeah. So, you know, Packed with Purpose is the perfect expression of all of the things that I enjoy and I have a passion for. So very briefly, you know, on my journey, I was a Peace Corps volunteer in Paraguay years and years ago, but I also got my MBA and was interested in taking business skills to create a greater systematic impact. And so Packed with Purpose is really the expression of the things that I'm most passionate about. And the idea was first born on a cold December day in Chicago while consulting to Fortune 500 chief sustainability officers. We were getting gifts left and right, from popcorn to pears to chocolates. And I just thought, there's got to be a better gift that also expresses people's interest and their commitment to doing good. And that's when I first thought of the idea of creating Packed with Purpose.
And I beg of our listeners, if there's one thing that you do this evening or in the week ahead, it's go on that website, packedwithpurpose.gifts, and look at if you like seeing, they say a picture speaks a thousand words. Look at some of the pictures. Look at this impact report. Look at the pictures of people that have indeed been impacted because of these products that that you can buy beautiful, beautiful gifts, either for business or for personal reasons, and the impact that you can have in either workforce development, environment, wellness, women's empowerment, youth development, and all those things are broken down with so many fantastic pictures. Liette Rothschild, again, I certainly hope to have you back on the program real soon. If you don't mind, share your website one more time.
PackedWithPurpose.gift.
PackedWithPurpose.gifts. Liette Rothschild, thank you so much for coming on the program, for all that you're doing. Looking forward to following your story in the months ahead. Coming up, I'm going to be chatting with a fascinating doctor who is making a difference as well. You're listening to Get Down to Business. That story coming up right after this quick break.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
A storm is on the horizon, and you need to keep the lights on no matter what. Your business relies on the power being on 24/7. It's the lifeblood of your data and computer systems. Weather-related outages from the power company are not acceptable. Your need for a source of power that's reliable 24/7, along with round-the-clock service that can dispatch technicians to your site immediately, is mission critical. Your business needs Charles Equipment Energy Systems on speed dial. These are the big boys, not residential or solar, but reliable industrial generators for emergency backup or events. When you need more than a 100-foot extension cord plugged into a small engine generator, call Charles Equipment Energy Systems. They keep the lights on with rental generators for job sites or power outages. The storm season is here. Plan ahead. Call now to prepare generators for sudden damage and potential power outages. Call 630-834-6000. That's 630-834-6000 or charlesequipment.com. charlesequipment.com.
As a parent, you want what's best for your children. That means sending them to a school where they'll get the superior education they deserve, and that also shares your values. That can be tricky these days, as public schools have changed and private schools can be expensive. Your household budget has already been cut to the bone, and it's hard to imagine where you'll find that extra money. Well, there's help to lessen that financial burden and provide your child with the very best education at half the cost. At AM 560 The Answer, we work with private schools throughout the Chicagoland area to provide tuition for families at half the normal cost. Just log on to halfpriceschools.com and you'll find some of Chicagoland's finest private schools, from preschool all the way through high school, at half the cost. And chances are there's a school right in your neighborhood. Invest in your child's education and future at halfpriceschools.com. A limited number of half-price vouchers are available. Go to halfpriceschools.com now.
Hey, Chicago. Welcome back to Get Down to Business. You can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website, shalomkline.com. You can follow me on Twitter, at shalomkline, and you can keep track of the show, the podcasts, and watch the show on Facebook Live on our Facebook page. Frankly, any social media platform, you can find me there. And we are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solutions center. Check them out, tandemhr.com. Give them a call, 630-928-0510. So when I was in school, and I have to assume the same is true now, you know, prank that we would pull is we would put little post-it notes on people's backs, kick me or something like that. And I'm not proud of it, but I probably did participate a couple of times. It's just so easy to do. So it's always impressive when people use those little shenanigans and tricks actually for a good purpose. And that's exactly what my next guest, Dr. Andrew Albert, joins me here in studio. Doctor, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So you are a gastroenterologist at Advocate. Tell me a little bit about, let's start with just who you are, and then I'll connect the dots and explain to our listeners why I'm talking about pranks and post-it notes.
Sure, no problem. Thank you again for having me. So originally a New Yorker, moved to the Midwest, to Chicago. I am a private practice gastroenterologist, but also medical director of digestive health at Advocate Illinois Masonic Medical Center downtown. And with my entire team, we focus on improving health outcomes and preventing all kinds of health issues that people may have, and doing our best to take care of the community.
You sure are. And as a hobby, you're a biker. Am I correct?
That is correct. I enjoy Century Rides very much, and I'm planning the Apple Cider very soon.
Okay, that's exciting. So you have ridden around. You've combined your work and your hobby, riding around with a sign. And obviously we are on radio, so it's a little hard to do visuals. I'll hold it up, the article that has a picture, or the sign that you rode around with. But tell me a little bit about the message that you've been sending out around Chicago.
Sure. So the message started one day after I lost a patient to colon cancer, a disease that affects 1 in 22 people and is 95% preventable. One day I lost a patient. That same day a patient mentioned they didn't know what a colonoscopy was. So biking from downtown up to Lakeview, I put a sign on my back saying, lost a patient to colon cancer, did not need to happen, get a colonoscopy. Because I felt like I didn't know how else to get the message out to people. I mean, people come in to see the doctor, but in my mind, that's the tip of the iceberg. And so I felt the need at that moment to let the community know that colon cancer is a thing, it's real, and it impacts 1 in 22 people, and we need to do something about it.
Oh, wow. So colonoscopies are usually something that people dread. So the people that know about a colonoscopy dread it. But you're saying that a lot of people just literally don't even know that it exists, or don't know that it's relevant to them. And you're trying to get that message out there?
I'm trying to get the message out that colon cancer happens, and that there are multiple modalities by which you can identify colon cancer. I think most people focus on colonoscopy as being the only way, but there are stool-based tests that we offer patients where they don't have to necessarily get a colonoscopy. And so I think just talking about colon cancer or the colon in general was the goal of the messaging.
So tell us a little bit about the target for that messaging, and the people that are most at risk, the people that, frankly, this is a good platform to share. Who should be getting a colonoscopy and how often?
So how often varies, but every single person who has a colon, which is your large intestine. And some people have asked me what a colon was. So a colon is your large intestine. Anyone who's 50 and over needs a check for colon cancer, whether it's a stool test or a colonoscopy. But either way, they should talk to their doctor. Most recently, the American Cancer Society lowered their guidelines to suggest starting at 45 years old. So we have a lot of work ahead of us.
And I think that lung cancer, or certainly I know we're sort of watching here in the studio. We see on the TV, we see about Senator John McCain passed away. Thoughts and prayers, obviously, with his family. A patriot, and he died from a form of cancer. But colon cancer, how it's a, I believe, the second most cause of death of all cancers.
Correct. 50,000 people die every year in a disease that's 95% preventable. And so there's tremendous opportunity for people to at least ask their doctor, do I need to get checked? When do I need to get checked? People don't necessarily have to decide. We could help them with that. But people just don't want to talk about the colon. They're embarrassed or ashamed or uncomfortable. And so I've taken the show on the road because I feel like people need to talk about or at least think about it.
Men and women?
Men and women equally. Men and women, anyone over 50 who has a colon, hopefully will have most people screened at 45 and over, but right now it's 50.
So how effective has the messaging been?
So the message has been, the messaging has been amazing. About a year ago, after wearing the sign on my back, people across the globe actually put signs on their backs in various languages, all over the Middle East, Asia, Canada, England. The message has gone viral, essentially, and people have been really sharing the message that, that colon cancer is real. And then, ironically, so many people have relatives who died of colon cancer but didn't really talk about it with other people. Some family members don't talk to their loved ones about their colon cancer. So the message has been received very well, and we're very excited that people have been so responsive.
So are you planning on just sort of quitting the day job and just going up and down Halsted?
So today I biked about 60 miles up to Lake Forest, and I wore my sign on my back. I will continue to wear the sign on my back until all preventable cases of colon cancer go away.
It's very, very impressive. And when you're riding, I know you mentioned that after your rides, you see the news articles and things pop up, and people are putting signs on their back. While you're riding, are people supportive?
So people stop me on the street to tell me their own personal stories. People stop me on the street to say thank you. People are very responsive.
Okay, fantastic. So Dr. Andrew Albert, I'm going to have you back on in just a quick moment. Got to squeeze in a very quick break. We'll be right back in just a moment. I get down to business.
Deb, I'm so done with today. Traffic was awful. I couldn't stop for coffee. I have conference calls all morning, plus all these reports to go through. And look, it's 75 and sunny, and I'm stuck in here.
Relax. It's going to be an awesome day. Corporate is throwing a picnic in the parking lot for lunch, and they ordered tasty catering.
What? Did I miss the memo?
Apparently. It's going to be great. They got burgers, grilled chicken, sides, the works. You know, Tasty Catering's picnic food is excellent.
Oh, yeah, I know. We had them for our holiday party.
Today, they're bringing out the Make Your Own Burger Creation Station. They have everything you can think of, like sriracha, blue cheese crumbles, bacon, sautéed mushrooms, and caramelized onions. And they serve it straight off the grill, the way a great burger should be.
Okay, maybe there's still hope for today. I just hope I don't spill mustard on this new tie. Good thing I've got my bib.
You have a bib?
You don't?
Tasty Catering's picnic menu has all the delicious summertime food favorites you crave and more. Go to tastycatering.com to peruse mouth-watering picnic menus and start planning your picnic today. Tastycatering.com.
What if you could enjoy total peace of mind when it comes to home security? What if the best technology came from a local company who puts the customer's needs first? Alarm Detection Systems is the right choice for an alarm system with complete control from your phone or tablet. Know when your children arrive home from school. View live streaming video. Check up on your pets. Receive alerts for extreme temperatures. Know if leaks or floods have been detected. Get real-time text alerts sent to your phone. Family-owned and operated since 1968, Alarm Detection Systems understands that nothing is more important than the safety of your family. Your security system will be monitored by our central station in Aurora, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Alarm Detection Systems is an authorized Honeywell equipment dealer. Our on-site security consultation is always free. Visit adsalarm.com or call 630-844-6322. That's 630-844-6322. Alarm license number 127-000143.
So I never thought that I would say this, but there's something that our guest, continuing on with me, Dr. Andrew Albert, has in common with Chance the Rapper, and that is that they are both on the list of the 20 Chicagoans making a difference and being honored by Streetwise on September 27th. And that's a very, very well-deserved award because you are literally saving lives. So kudos and congratulations on that. I know the work is just beginning. I know you're planning on riding. You did 60 miles today. Heck, you're going to need to do a lot more than that if you're going to eradicate colon cancer. But you're certainly doing your part, that's for sure.
Yes, I'm trying my best.
So congratulations on that award. Again, September 27th by Streetwise. I know you could get on their website and you could learn more about that award and pay tribute to Dr. Albert for the good work that you're doing. But Dr. Albert, you are not only riding up and down the streets, riding up and down Halsted, and I keep picking on Halsted. I'm sure you ride on other streets too, but Halsted, and with your sign of lost a patient's colon cancer, did not need to happen, get your colonoscopy. You're taking the show on the road and you're bringing it to corporations. Tell me about that.
Sure. So the Colon Cancer Coalition was gracious enough to give us a very large grant to essentially offer free colon cancer testing to the community. As you can imagine, not everybody likes going to the doctor. They don't want to come in. They're afraid. They're scared. So we're going out to them. So our team at Advocate Illinois Masonic is going out into the corporate community downtown, and we're offering free colon cancer testing. Ideally during like a lunch and learn or some conference where we're invited. Many people have reached out to us thus far. They're very interested in having us come, as many companies downtown have health screening events. We're very excited to offer this to people because I think they're worried about colonoscopy being the only test, but really there are many other tests that we can offer.
Got it. But you're not doing colonoscopies on the spot.
I am definitely not doing colonoscopies, okay. Nor do people have to feel uncomfortable. It's just a take-home test.
I just thought I would clarify that.
No, thank you.
And you don't have a mobile colonoscopy that you bring along on your bike rides?
You know, that's actually on my list. I am afraid to get onto it in the air right now, but that has crossed my mind. There are food trucks. There are many trucks. Perhaps a van one day, but right now, no.
So in all seriousness, I know you mentioned just before the break, you mentioned that folks in other countries, in other states, are letting you know about signs that are going up on backs. And that message of, I believe the hashtag is back off colon cancer, is going viral. And how does that make you feel? I mean, for something that you initiated here, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel amazing. Seeing the message in a different language and having people tell me that their loved ones' lives were saved because they got a colonoscopy after that sign campaign happened is incredibly gratifying. So,
aside for obviously encouraging people to get a colonoscopy, what is your message to people? What can people do?
So my message to people is they need to talk about it. They need to ask their loved ones, have you gotten screened for colon cancer? If they're 50 and over, or at least 45, start the conversation with their doctor. That's what we need to happen. Other than that, I mean, as far as the back off colon cancer movement, anyone who wants to be involved, engaged, volunteer or do an internship or whatnot to get involved in helping save lives, we would love that. But as far as what you could do on your own, just ask the question. Ask the question of your loved ones. Have you been screened for colon cancer? And see what they say, and then encourage them to talk to their doctor.
Absolutely. And I do hope that that our conversation will have many people that will both take that step themselves, but also hopefully tell others. But in terms of that campaign, in terms of people learning more, where can people look? Where can people find out more about this effort?
Sure. So I put a lot of my posts on Twitter. So at Dr. Andrew Albert on Twitter. And then also I have a site on Facebook and online, backoffcoloncancer.com or hashtag backoffcoloncancer on Facebook. I'd love to hear from people. I'd love to be able to be helpful to them. Working at Advocate, we have a great team, and we're certainly happy to reach out as well.
Fantastic. Well, Back Off Colon Cancer, you can find Dr. Andrew Albert all over. Thank you for the good work that you're doing. Listening to Get Down to Business, we'll be back next Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM 560.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance.